In this bulletin, bushfires burn out of control in South Australia, New South Wales and Queensland. Renewed calls for Australian children held in Syrian refugee camps to be brought home. And in surfing, Julian Wilson secures a spot in Australia's men's 2020 Tokyo Olympic team. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Homes and lives in South Australia are being threatened by two fires burning close to Adelaide. An emergency alert has been issued for fires in the Adelaide Hills and at Anglevale in the city's north. South Australia is experiencing its worst day of fire conditions for the summer, with catastrophic fire risks declared in six districts. A spokesperson for South Australia's Country Fire Service warns conditions are likely to become more volatile in the coming days.
CFS is urging everybody to activate their bushfire plans. The safest place is to be away from areas that would see these conditions that are forecast. So if your plan is not to stay, you need to think about where you will go with your family. If your plan was to stay and defend your property under these type of conditions, but you have visitors because it's Christmas time, or you have illness or unwellness in the family and you're not prepared for these conditions, again, you should leave those areas.
Firefighters in Queensland are on high alert as heatwave conditions send temperatures soaring across the state's southeast. Around 70 fires are now burning in Queensland, an increase from the 55 fires burning yesterday. Conditions are expected to worsen. Strong winds are predicted in the southeast this afternoon, with temperatures into the 40s also expected. Severe fire dangers are also in place for the eastern part of the Central West District. And tributes are flowing for two volunteer New South Wales firefighters killed when a tree fell into the path of their tanker. Both new fathers, 32-year-old Geoffrey Keaton and 36-year-old Andrew Dwyer, have been named as the Horsley Park Brigade members killed. The pair died at the scene, while three other firefighters were also hurt in the incident, which occurred near Buxton late on Thursday. New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says their dedication will be remembered.
Then someone that is willing to put themselves on the line for the want of nothing in return, no remuneration, no nothing, but other than to simply make a positive difference in their local community. And that's what we saw with these volunteers last night. There is a definition of hero out there, and these two absolutely line up to it, and we owe it to honour them, remember them, and focus on safety.
Over 100 fires are currently burning in New South Wales, over half of which are yet to be contained. Fire authorities are urging people to prepare their properties and be ready to evacuate, with dangerous fire conditions predicted tomorrow. German auto giant Volkswagen AG has been given a record high $125 million fine for breaching Australian consumer law. The federal court declared Volkswagen AG did not disclose the existence of two-mode software when it sought approval to supply and import over 57,000 vehicles to Australia between 2011 and 2015. A breach of diesel emissions standards, the federal court today ruled, worthy of the $1 million fine. Australian Competition and Consumer Commission welcomed the verdict, and Chair Rod Sims says he expects the trend in higher penalties for consumer law breaches to continue.
What Volkswagen did really lacked integrity. This was a company trying to flout laws, trying to say that the emissions from the vehicle met Australian standards when in any reasonable circumstances they didn't. So it's a penalty that reflects how bad the behaviour was, but it's a penalty that also sends a very clear message to corporate Australia not to breach the law.
Advocacy groups have renewed calls for Australian children held in Syrian refugee camps to be brought home amid health concerns. The 47 children in the camps are reportedly suffering from pneumonia, malnutrition, infections and gunshot wounds. Save the Children Policy Director Matt Tinkler has urged the Morrison government to embrace the Christmas spirit and bring the children home. The children, most of which are under five, are the offspring of Australian Islamic State fighters and have been living in Syrian camps since the group collapsed. In surfing, Brazilian surfer Italo Ferreira has been crowned 2019 World Surf League World Champion. It comes following Ferreira's taking out a season-ending final at the Pipe Masters in Hawaii to finish the year as the men's number one. Meanwhile, Queensland surfer Julian Wilson has booked himself a spot in Australia's Olympic team for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Wilson's top 16 finish at the Masters, securing him a place in the team. A look at Saturday's weather now. It's sunny in Perth, 34, partly cloudy, 25 in Adelaide, much the same in Melbourne, 20, cloudy and 23 in Hobart. In Canberra, hot with smoke haze, 41, windy with an afternoon cool change, 33. In Sydney, similar conditions, 33. In Newcastle, hot with a late cool change and 38. Mostly sunny in Brisbane, 33. Also 33 for Cairns, sunny as well. Showers and a possible storm for Darwin, 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.